some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. We've got a great week of programming in store for you, and we're going to kick it off. We don't usually do a Friday night dance party on a Monday, but boy, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't wait to get this guy for a Friday, and we have lucked out. It's like we did the scratcher and we won the $1 million prize for a Monday night, because Kwame Benea is joining us with his band, Kwame Benea Shakedown, and he's going to be talking about his brand new EP that is just hitting the charts right now. We are going to be playing music from that, talking to Kwame himself, and we're going to have a great time. So I'm going to bring him on in just a real quick second, but I want to give you a quick preview for the rest of the week. Tomorrow I'm going to actually be in the Huntington Beach Farmers Market from 5 until 9, and so a broadcast may be iffy, but we're going to give it a shot. Wednesday we have live from Sydney, Australia, Mr. Mark DePena. He's coming back on to do his monthly poetry reading and talk about what it's like to go surfing in the middle of winter in Sydney. Thursday we have intuitive advisor Jesse Neat out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And then on Friday we have live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Mr. DJ David D with a two-hour EDM set to kick off the Labor Day weekend. I'm excited to do that. I think we're going to do it in the morning if we can get that scheduled correctly. But in the meantime, I want to bring on our VIP guest superstar, Mr. Kwame Benea. Welcome to Rated G Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kat. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Okay. Now, I told you, because I got a chance to talk to you 2 seconds before the show started, I said, I refuse to talk to you because what's going to happen as soon as the show starts, I'm going to just go, I'm your number one fan. A little sneak preview. I kind of put on your song Hang on our Friday show just to kind of give people a preview for what's been going on. And I typically don't listen to the artists until, the day or two before I get ready to have them on. And the phone lines lit up as soon as I put Hang on.
Oh, wow. That's awesome to hear, man. Really.
How come you've been playing that for the last 2 hours? And where has this guy been? And I said, I don't know, but he's going to be on the show Monday. So, number one, I know you're a busy guy. So appreciate you coming on. So tell me about yourself.
Absolutely.
Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Kwame Benea. That's short for a bunch of other West African Ghanaian last names. But I'm born in West London, raised in Ghana, and I've been living in the States, mainly the East Coast in New Jersey and New York area, for about 20 years now, and just kind of, living life and through music anyway, and just trying to find myself in music.
Well, I read your bio, and I have to right. – I'm going to have a bunch of questions about, growing up and influences and things like that, because I am fascinated by you. Now, at the end of this, I want to be your best friend. So
can do that.
Okay. When you're growing up in Ghana, you grew up with your grandparents, it looked like, and it says this is where music became your passion. Okay, and I'm going to – this is going to be a really inappropriate and dumb question for me to ask, but what influences of, Western music do you get when you live in Ghana?
Well, that's a great question, really, because you wouldn't typically think that we would get a lot of Western music, but BBC, Ghana and England are intertwined in a lot of things, and so we get the BBC radio, we get a bunch of a couple of television stations that played the Michael Jacksons of the world and the Princes and all these guys that I really started to really get into, when I first started really listening to music.
And so you were in Ghana for a few years, but then you ended up moving over to the U.S. and you went to college over here, and your college program looked like it, was jazz and contemporary music. How do you go from jazz and contemporary to the type of music that you're playing today? Because it's, I would say not related at all.
Right. They're not. Well, I went into to college to study jazz and contemporary music, very, very early in the education process. I decided to kind of leave and venture in my own right, as much as I loved it, the way it was being taught was just so, it was just so systematic, and it was just it didn't give me a chance to really feel the music, so I just really got a vocal coach on the side and started, hanging out with some musicians, and we just started playing music then, and really finding myself in bands and performing you know, the first thing that came instinctively was really rock and roll, as funny as that sounds. You know, I'm a blues soul guy, and you can hear it in my music, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm a soul singer at heart, of course. But, you know, the rock and roll and the funk, and that really kind of came on as I kind of diverted from the, you know, the typical learning the music that in the traditional sense, and just really kind of just playing and just experiencing it and coming to find out that was my voice, really, you know.
So how easy was music to come to you? And I mean from a, you know, just an intrinsic learning perspective, was it something you picked up easily or was it something you had to work hard at?
Well, I think, you know, the actual reading and writing music and that I still don't read and write right now. So that was incredibly difficult for me to get into, you know, to try to get into school and to do it that way. But the feel of music and just the interpretation, performance really, you know, it always came naturally to me. I mean, my first memories are told to me by my grandparents and my uncles were, you know, just singing and dancing, you know, as a little guy, you know. So I think it's just intertwined. And coming from a culture like, you know, in West Africa, in Ghana, and music is a part of your everyday life. You know, you wake up singing and part of your, you know, it's just in, you know, I'm sure that's all over the world. Music is in all of us. There's something about, you know, that part of the world that it's really intertwined in everything that you do. So I think that aspect of it came relatively easily, you know, trying to learn it and really and fine-tune the craft and that aspect as far as the academic way was really difficult for me because I had to really start from the beginning, you know.
Well, I mean, the journey that you've taken clearly has gotten you to the point that you're at today, and I'm really thrilled that we're going to be playing four songs off of your new EP from the Kwame Benea Shakedown. Can you tell us about your band?
Yeah, man. My band is really my life source, man. These guys are everything to me, you know, and the best part about it is we're really good friends, we're brothers, you know, and everybody that's through the band, we met organically. My guitar player and songwriting partner, Mr. Justin Wilcox, we met through a friend of a friend coming on board. My drummer, Medley Shabazz, through bands that we played in college together. And then Art Vantipool, through great friends, and Phil Bass was on bass for us. And then the horn section, the Kengo Yamada and Brian Wernicke, and then Baron Jonathan on keys and David Austin on djembe. You know, we're all guys that we kind of, you know, New York City, kind of tri-state area, you know, guys. I mean, they're all from all different parts of the country, but we're all kind of getting our education in life and in music in the same area, you know, here on the East Coast. And we just all kind of mutually met through friends and really got together and began playing just really for the love of it, you know. And you know, as in music, as you know well, it becomes a, you know, how do we do this for a living immediately? But we really kind of just started playing just to kind of, you know, as an escape and just a vibe, man. We loved it so much, you know. And so the band came together very organically, which I loved. I believe that helps in our sound. You could feel a bunch of brothers there, not just singular musicians, you know, going off as sometimes it gets, you know.
Well, and when you got ready to put the EP together, Kwame, what did you, I mean, did you have any particular goals in mind before you went into the recording studio? Did you have the four songs picked out, or did you start with like 50 songs like some artists do and then whittle it down?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that. You know, we went into really recording a full-length album. You know, we ended up really recording, I think, 15 songs, you know. You know, we'd written a whole bunch, but we really took to the studio about 17 tunes that we felt like, you know, if we could get, you know, close to what we think it would be, it'd really come out really nice. And we ended up picking 15 out of them. Now, you know, once we did that, we figured, hey, you know, let's, you know, as a new band, relatively new, I mean, we've been gigging all over New York City and the East Coast for the past 3 years, you know. But as coming out, as putting out something for the first time, we thought it'd be best to, you know, just give people a small sample of what we do just to kind of wet their whistle and really come follow that with a full-length album. So we went in with 17 tunes and we came out with 15, which, you know, I think is a pretty good ratio. You know, as most of the time, like you said, you go with 50 songs and you might come out with, you know, a few, and that's a great ratio in itself, you know.
Well, I think that we should start off with your current single, which is Hang On. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that before I press the play button? Because after we press play, you know what's going to happen, Kwame? The world will forever change. We're going to have converts all over the place. going to iTunes or your website to buy your music.
I love it. I'm actually headed out to buy to your way in about a month. So, hey, let's make it happen.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
So, yes, absolutely. Out to the L.A. In September and October. We're also doing some small acoustic stuff all over the place. So, me and you got to get in contact. But anyway, let me stop going off track. Hang On is a song that means a lot to us as a band and to me as a person. You know, I was very fortunate growing up to have a lot of, you know, older uncles and my grandparents around to really guide me as a young man, you know. And I kind of, you know, now, you know, living, you know, trying to be an adult here, you look around and I see a lot of kids that, you don't have that. So, you know, when we started writing the song, the melody came about. My songwriting partner Justin came up with a guitar melody, and I just kept thinking, you know, Hang On, something really an ode and something that I'm trying to make to the younger generation, just to kind of, you know, hold on and look inside yourself, and then the answers of what you're searching in life are within you, you know. So it's a little ode to the younger generation, young kids out there growing up, to just, you know, Hang On.
There we go. Everybody, this is Hang On by the Kwame Badaya Shakedown. Get ready to change your world. Here it is. We'll be right back. Called Hang On. This is a song you cannot play unless you're turning it up to like full blast and then buying an extra amp. So super, super song. So when you decided to release the single, I know you had a single that was out first before this. You guys have this term, I don't know if you've trademarked it, but it's called Uptown Shakedown. What's that about?
Right. Well, the Uptown Shakedown really is the name of the band. So it really came about. So I live in Harlem, New York City, and of course that's Uptown New York City. So when we first started getting together and we'd be kind of jamming and writing, we'd do it in my apartment here in Harlem. And, you know, neighbors would be knocking on the door, hey, you guys got turned down, it's shaking up here, what's going on? What the hell's going on up there? So we're coming up with a band name and like what kind of a story for ourselves, and we're like, oh man, we gotta use that, man, you know. After pissing off all our neighbors for so long, it felt only right.
There you go. There you go. So the album's out now. It's doing well. Mm. So you're still gigging in the New York area. You're coming out to L.A. and you're going to do some performances out here. Do you have plans to be touring other parts of the country anywhere in between?
Yeah, we're actually working on a late fall tour of the Midwest and head a little bit down south from here to Cincinnati, Chicago to I think Austin and do a little bit of South Memphis, Alabama, and Georgia. So we're working all that out now. But you know, we plan to be after the new year. We plan to be all over and just be, you know, and bringing this music and the Shakedown to everybody across the country.
I can't wait. So as a writer of music, Kwame, what's your process when you get ready to sit down to write a song? Do you kind of have the melody in your head, or do you just sit down and say, I'm going to, write the lyrics first? What's your process?
Right. Well, you know, it tends to be a little bit of both. You know, I'm very fortunate as my guitar player, as my songwriting partner. So it comes in both ways. Sometimes I'll have a melody that I have in mind, or a couple of lines or something with a melody, and you know, we'll come together and I'll sing it and he'll put something behind it. And other times, you know, most of the time, really, you know, we'll just be sitting around jamming, we'll come up with a little lick or something, and I'll do a little vocal run with it, and we'll just kind of bounce it off each other and write together. You know, I'm very fortunate to have, you know, such a person, another person to really sit down and be creative with. You know, it comes in both ways, really.
So you have this huge band that accompanies you here with a Shakedown.
Right.
You have, obviously you enjoy that, but do you have something that you get out of performing like acoustic sets that you like that's a little bit different than performing with the big band and vice versa? As a performer, what do you like better about each?
Oh, that's a great question. So, I mean, all of our songs really start out being written as acoustic, you know, a guitar and a vocal and a melody and a vocal. So I love that. I think that stripped down acoustic vibe is really intimate and special, man. It's such a different vibe, you know. And to be able to get, you know, really to the heart of the song. You know, not to say the full band doesn't get to that, but I feel like when it's stripped down, you really hear, you know, some of the essence of really what's behind the song, you know, and when it's full band, of course, you know, that energy is something that you can't feel. You know, I've, a lot of people are asking when they see us live, man, how do you get all that energy, man? You're a maniac up there, you know. But it's really easy, man, when you have nine or, you know, eight or nine great musicians behind you just thumping at it, man. You can't help it. You know, this music kind of drives you from the back. It just hits you, and you have no choice but to move and really groove. So, you know, I love them both, and I love the energy of the full band and what that kind of, you know, almost like out of body experience when it hits you. You know, I love that aspect of it, but I also love the stripped down, really intimate aspect of this acoustic. You really get to hear the song and the words and really the feeling behind it. It's something about when it's stripped down. You really get to the essence and the core of the meaning of behind your song.
Well, I want to see both, so I don't know how I'm going to get this figured out with a travel schedule, but I've got to see the Shakedown perform, and I want to see your acoustic set when you get out here to L.A. So I have a question here for you. When you have, because we only have you for a few more minutes, because you've got all kinds of VIP superstar things that you're doing tonight, so taking time out to visit with us is greatly appreciated. I thank you for that. So,
of course, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Now, for social media purposes, you know, you've got people following you all over the place, but what's your preferred method to have your fans connect with you?
Yeah, I love Facebook, and I mean, I love them all, really. I love Facebook. And I love Twitter. Just because of the frequency that people can just tell you what they feel and what they're thinking about and hit you up on it. I also love Instagram. I love YouTube. We like to utilize it all, and any way that the fans can get to us, you know, it's on what the fans like to utilize the most, and we make sure that we're there and we're available for them, you know, to listen to our stuff or just to, you know, see what's going on with us and all that. So, you know, it's a new thing that, you know, we're really grabbing a hold of and embracing really, 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 really well and getting out there.
I have one more question for you, but before I get to that, Kwame, I need to let everybody know who's listening in the UK today that if you are driving, number one, don't just go back and listen to the replay. But if you're driving, don't stop and, you know, try to text this to yourself so you can do it later. But you can go to KwameBeneaShakedown.com for all of the pertinent information, because I think you have all of your social media links and stuff like that on.
Yeah,
on
we have website. Yes. It's all on the website, and all the social media you can reach us at Kwame Binet, KwameBinea. Really simple, at least I'd like to think so. And we're available all, but on the website KwameBinetShakedown.com, you can check us out. We'll have all the links for our social media and iTunes for you to check out the songs and check them out and purchase them for yourself.
Now, do you prefer people to buy your music on iTunes or, you know, the digital download formats, or do you like people to go to your website? Do you have a preference?
Yeah. Well, not really, man. You know, once again, it's however way it's convenient for the fans to get it. We just make sure that we're available in all those avenues for them to check us out and pick it up.
Right. And my last question, and it really shouldn't be my last. I should have led with this, but I wrote it down and I forgot to ask you. Who do you get told that you sound like? And I think you sound just like you, but you have a powerful sound that just comes out of your band. And you must get comparisons, you know, all the time to all the greats.
Yeah, you know, comparisons to me are great, man. You know, I know a lot of people are hesitant about that, but for me, it just lets you know that people are thinking of you in good regards, you know. But my band, you know, we're always getting compared to, you know, to James Brown and his band, and, you know, the singer. You know, I'm always hearing, a little bit of Hendrix, a little bit of, you know, Otis, and, you know, these guys that I love, you know, guys that I look up to and have influenced me so much. So it's only right that it comes out of me, because I've listened to these guys so much, and, you know, a lot of what I do is because of, you know, the inspiration that they've bestowed upon all of us, and I just took that and ran with it. So any of those guys that anybody wants to compare me to, man, I am all for it. I welcome and I embrace it.
Well, I world, get ready. Kwame Banana Shakedown is live tonight on Redigy Radio. We've got their other single called Let Go. We're going to follow it up back to back to back. So we're going to call this a three-peat for everybody listening tonight. So we'll have Let Go, Waiting, and Little Lady. And it's been Kwame Banana. It's been a pleasure. I hope you come back often and soon. And I'd love to see you when you come out here to LA.
Shakedown,
Kwame,
you ready?
Tonight.
Hey, oh, Matt, you ready?
Thank you so much.
Drums! Sunrise. May wanna play. I've been walking down this road, seeing the world passing me by. Though my feet are getting tired, I won't let you down. I've been waiting for so long, for my day, my time to come. I'll take my chances with these songs, 'cause I know it won't be too long.
Oh,
right back with more Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
So thanks to Kwame Benea and the Kwame Benea Shakedown for sharing their new EP with us. We're going to play Hold On a little bit later in the show. Why? Because it's my show and I love the song and that's what we're going to do. And you all are freaking out about it, including Tony in New Jersey, Angela in Costa Mesa. We've got Paul in upstate New York, Eric in Mesa, Arizona. I've got Bruce in Long Beach. I've got Mark in Arkansas. I don't know the city you're in, Mark. I'm sorry. Rick is up in Hollywood. We've got Mary out of Santa Fe Springs. We've got Jeff up in Hollywood. I've got Rhonda in Salem, Oregon. I've got Tammy up in Seattle. So all of you are just going crazy over this. So thank you, Kwame, for being on the show. There we go. So we've got a bunch of stuff going on in, I say, current events or local news. So I want to cover all of that, and then we're going to go back and start playing some music. Number one, recent guest on the show, Miss Lisa S. Johnson, has a coffee table book out called 108 Rockstar Guitars. If you say, what is that all about? You're going to have to go back to the archives and listen to her interview because she was fascinating, and I loved her story. People with stories who tell good stories are great guests, and she was a spectacular guest. So Lisa S. Johnson has a book called 108 Rockstar Guitars. It's a coffee table book. You can buy the limited edition that comes with, you know, like the super-duper Cadillac of everything, and the book is like $500, no kidding. But you can get the regular coffee table edition for about $50 on Amazon, and $50 is still a lot for a book. But I will tell you, if you are a fan of good photography, I don't really think it matters the subject, because if it's good photography, you can pretty much photograph anything and be a fan of whatever the subject matter is. But you combine that with a passion for something, and I think you've hit a 1-2 punch, and that's what Lisa has done. She loves rock and roll. She loves blues. She loves people who play guitars, and she's put together this fantastic book. Again, sorry to shamelessly plug it for her, but Lisa S. Johnson's 108 Rockstar Guitars. And she's got 108 pictures and 108 stories of some of the best guitar players that the world has ever seen. She is actually doing a book signing this Thursday night in Santa Monica. That's Thursday, September 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at Ron Robinson. If you're anywhere near the Santa Monica area and you're a musician and or you love guitars, you have to go see her. I would go see her, except I'm doing the show, so I can't make it there and be back in time to do everything. So, Ron Robinson, here's the address, 1327 5th Street in Santa Monica, and you can RSVP to RSVP at ronrobinsoninc.com. There's going to be a guitar cake by Bree Darling. Refreshments are from Wines That Rock. There's probably going to be some alcohol there. And classic rock mix from DJ Apollo Star. So go meet Lisa, go get an autographed copy of 108 Rockstar Guitars this Thursday, September 3rd from 5 to 8 at Ron Robinson in Santa Monica. And I think one reason that I gush over this so much is because I only, you know, I really don't read any longer now that I have guests on the show who are authors, because they will usually send me if you're an author and you're going to be on the show in the upcoming weeks, please take this with the respect that it's meant for, and I honor and bow to you for doing what you do. I really don't keep hardback books or paperback books of anything that anybody sends me unless it's autographed to me by the author. And that's not a request for you to be sending me books. That's not the ask at all. I would much rather get your book on a PDF so I can read it on the elliptical, or, you know, when I'm out and about or whatever the case is, when it's convenient and I can skim through some pages before your appearance on the show. That's my preferred way to get it, because it also, A, doesn't take up space, and B, I don't have to feel guilty about trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it if you've autographed. Because if you've autographed it, it never gets thrown away or given away or donated or anything. I keep it forever because, I don't know, I'm weird that way. And Lisa's book is one of those types of books that will be really, really worthwhile in keeping. It's going to become part of a series, I believe. So she's got a second 108 Rockstar Guitars Part 2. But the story behind why she picked 108, it's a strategic number, so you have to go and listen to that. Or go meet her this Wednesday. On Thursday, we have Mr. Mark DePina. We call him Dip. And he's going to be coming on to talk about poetry and all of that. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, but he just pinged me on Facebook and he says, I'm listening to the show. So Dip is listening live from Sydney, and I appreciate him being on our Wednesday. It's actually Thursday afternoon, his time, but it's our Wednesday night show. So thank you for that. So that's number one. Okay, let's get down to the – we're going down the list, folks. Okay, I want to send a big shout-out to Dennis Hensley and the Mismatch Game for their fundraising activity over Saturday and Sunday at the LGBT Center to benefit homeless youth. They raised over $5,000 and put on two great shows, one on Saturday night and one on Sunday night. I went to the show last night. This is my second opportunity to go see Dennis conduct the show. If you're saying, what's the Mismatch Game? Do you ever remember back in the 70s how they had the Match Game with Gene Rayburn with that like 3-foot-long microphone, and he used to have like all the quasi, you know, older aging out celebrities, Charles Nelson Reilly, and you had all these people, and you know, you'd see some of the shows and they'd look very coherent, and then other shows they look like they're completely trashed. Well, they used to film several shows a day and they'd drink throughout the entire, you know, the filming of this. So usually by the time you'd film the third or fourth or fifth episode, you know, they're completely wasted. And their answers got funnier and funnier. Well, they have six celebrity impersonators show up, and last night was no exception. They had people impersonating Jack Nicholson, Bea Arthur, Pamela Anderson, Bill Cosby, Danny Bonaducci, and Tanya Roberts from Charlie's Angels. It was hysterical. And I got to be a contestant. Now, if you remember, Dennis does this twice a year, and earlier this year, it was my first time to actually go and be part of, you know, the audience. Well, they called my name, and I got to be a contestant, and on the history of the Mismatch Game, which he's done for years, I answered the most matches to these celebrity, you know, people that were answering questions. I had like nine. Never has ever happened before. So that I thought, well, you know, if I get picked again, that would be really cool. Well, I got picked again last night. I think I should have went out and bought a lottery ticket last night, but I'm glad I didn't, because I matched zero answers on both rounds of questioning. And I will tell you, the questions were really, really hard this time compared to when I was on the show last time. And, you know, you could it's not a child-friendly environment, meaning the answers and language is sometimes of an adult nature. So I can't really tell you some of the things that I'd said for my answers. But I thought, boy, I've got this completely nailed down, and I was just completely way off base. And the interesting thing was, you know, even though I got zero matches, none of the other six, you know, celebrity lookalikes answered the same way either on either round. So I would have had, you know, 12 completely different answers out of the, you know, the two rounds of questioning that I had. So really cool time. I did get a nice little gift bag. I will tell you, I got the fish crackers. They're not fish flavored crackers, but they're like, you know, Cheez-Its, except they're goldfish. That's what they're called. I got goldfish. I got some thank you notes, and I got something else. Food I don't really eat, but they're snacks, and I'll have them available to give to people when they come over or something like that. But totally fun time. And I got to hang out with my dear friends Joe Mueller, Pat Tobin, and Bruce Hart, and all accomplished in the entertainment industry or otherwise in many major capacities. So it was great that they let me kind of tag along. I said tag along. I met him at a restaurant before the show, and then went to the show, and we hung out. And we got one really cool picture. You know me, I always take my good camera, and everybody thinks, oh, God, he's lugging his camera again. Doesn't he ever go anywhere without it? Now, they all think that until they want to get a good picture, and then it's like, Garrett, can you come over here and take our picture, please? Because you have the good camera. You know, so out of 200 people, they're all snapping their pictures with iPhones and stuff like that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but the pictures look like you took it on an iPhone. But I lug my big 35-millimeter camera with a big flash on it, and I, you know, it's because autofocus, you can really not screw it up, because I can either, you know, I can also reframe the picture. As long as you get, you know, the bodies in the picture, I can reframe it once it's done in Photoshop and, you know, kind of get that stuff figured out. But it was, you know, it per usual. Does anybody have a camera? Of course, I brought my camera along, and that's when they're all going, I'm so glad you brought your camera along, until next time. And then they're like, oh, my God, he brought his camera again, until they want a picture. So there we go. But I got a great picture with Bruce, Joe, and Pat, and thank you very much for letting me do that. So that's that. Tonight, here in Huntington Beach, I'm looking for this post that I have on my Facebook page somewhere. Here it is. Is it here? Okay, there we go. It's not. Oh, here it is. I have to go down far enough. Sorry, nothing like, you know, keeping your entire set list that you're going to talk about on Facebook, and you just go one by one by one, but you got so many things that are on here that you kind of miss out. So, oh, by the way, I want to tell Tony in Hackensack, I did go up to Drew Droege after the show and introduce myself. He only took like 17 hours after the show was over to get his ass out of the theater. We were like the last people there waiting for him to finally come out, but I went up and made a point of saying, Tony G wants me to say hello to yous. And so he says, oh, my gosh, Tony G. So it was great. So thanks for that, Tony. I appreciate it. Tonight in Huntington Beach, after the show, I've got an hour. I don't know if I'm going to actually do this, but it's a really cool idea. If you are in Huntington Beach, I'm going to encourage you to do this. You can also go to my Facebook page to actually see that I'm not, like, making this up. The Huntington Beach Police Department is having what they call coffee and conversation at the 7-Eleven at 6010 Warner Avenue from 9 to 11 p.m. Again, coffee and conversation with the Huntington Beach Police Department at the 7-Eleven at 6010 Warner Avenue tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. Now, I love when I saw this, because I'm a fan of theirs, or I follow their Facebook stuff. It says, no agenda or speeches, just a chance to ask questions, voice concerns, and get to know the officers in your neighborhood. That's all it is. And I thought, what a nice way to do like a neighborhood outreach program for the community, you know, because, you know, I really think sometimes, you know, the law enforcement people get a bad rap. Are there bad people out there? There are bad people in everything we do everywhere. You can pick the industry. It doesn't really matter. You're going to find your bad nuts in all of them. But the majority of the people in every profession really are good people, and in this case, fantastic public servants. I've had a chance to meet a couple of the fine officers, you know, doing neighborhood stuff. We had a little vandalism here at the house last year where people got a hold of a caulking gun and decided to write an ethnic slur using the caulking gun against the laundry room outside. So we called the police department and filed a formal complaint just so it's on record, and then we scraped it off and had it painted and got it taken care of. But the officers are so nice and friendly, and they just have such a real genuine concern for their community, so I always appreciate that. But it was nice to see. I mean, how many times do you see coffee with a cop? I thought that was brilliant. How many times are you ever going to see something like that? So hats off to the Huntington Beach Police Department tonight again. Coffee in conversation, 9 to 11 p.m. at the 7-Eleven at 6010 Warner Avenue. So hope you get a chance to go do that. Let's see, what else? What else? What else? There's so much that was going on this weekend. I had a chance on Saturday to be a guest on about 70% of the show for Out in Santa Cruz, KSCO 1080 AM. They do a 7 p.m. broadcast. You'll have Rob and Steph as your hosts, and they had me on to talk about Blonde Jesus and some of the stuff that, you know, went on to make the record and some of the meanings behind some of the songs. If you get a chance to go back and check that out, you can. You know, I always like it's so much different being on the other end of the microphone, even though I do this five nights a week. You know, sometimes even if you're expecting the question, or, you know, you think, oh, I've got the answer in my head, you know, I've said it a million times, I can do it. Sometimes the answer comes out completely different than what you actually thought. And I think a couple of my answers did that on Saturday. So I want to send thanks to, you know, Rob and Steph for being a guest on Out in Santa Cruz. I'll also let you know they're going to have me back in October to talk about the Witch Sisters Halloween. So I can't wait for that. I've also got a new music video that is coming out for the Witch Sisters Halloween that I will be releasing probably in the next week or so. I had originally thought, and I'm going to tell you some inside stuff here, folks. I was originally going to go down the path of getting everybody's picture, kind of like what we did with the gay wedding, and, you know, try to put together a video montage and do all this work. And a friend of mine said, that's really great, but you don't want to be known as the guy who, oh, it's the homemade video guy. And I went, oh, that's kind of a good point. And so in the same breath, my friend sent over a link to a company that they were not affiliated with, but they knew of, that does lyric videos. And I was really looking for something kind of fun, but not I don't say not too visual. And I say that only because I've got an idea for a movie or TV movie or something like that for the song to be converted to. And I wanted to make sure that if I put visuals out there that it wouldn't, I would say, confuse the marketplace, but it didn't leave lasting images of the song when I get ready to do something else with it visually so people don't have a comparison. So doing this lyric video, this company is working on it right now. Super excited to share it with you, and it'll be up on my official YouTube channel, and that will be broadcasting now, you know, and I'll be, you know, hounding it between now and, you know, November 1st. And then, of course, it'll switch to, guess what, it's Christmas time. So I can't wait to do that with you as well. A couple other things. Now, if you are friends with me on Facebook, and if you're not, why aren't you? You should be, because I post really cool stuff. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook, I'm going to encourage you to go to my wall. I posted this Sunday. My friend Marjorie posted this, and it's an hysterical. It's a video, and it's, if people left parties like they leave Facebook, you know, because we've all had friends, or we've seen, well, maybe not friends, but you know how Facebook, I've got 3,100 friends on Facebook, okay? I'd like that number to be 5,000 and growing, so if you want to friend me, please friend me. I'm fun. But you've seen the post. Oh, you know, I've just had it with Facebook. I just can't, you know, I blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm only going to, you know the speech. But to spare that and to let you enjoy the video that is on my Facebook page, you've got to go there and then watch the video. It's called, the group who puts it together is called College Humor, and so they have their own YouTube channel. But it's hysterical. They skewer people who can't leave Facebook without a bunch of melodramatic drivel. I think that sums it up perfectly. Okay? So there you go. And let me see. The last, I want to say, I want to thank again Alan James for being the guest on the Friday Night Dance Party this past Friday. His album, Doors of Summer, really love it. And I don't mean to be such a musical mark for these guests who are coming on. And by that, I mean I don't mean to be going, oh, my God, I just love you so much. I want to be the president of your fan club. These artists that are coming on, their music is just so spectacular. I can't help but, like, kind of be gushy over the fact that they're these magnificent musicians. So, you know, if they were just like ho-hum or whatever, you're like, yeah, it's really nice, Kwame. Super job on what was that song? I got to look it up again. I can't even remember. You know, that would be if I didn't really like their music. But if I love their music, I genuinely am putting it on my iPad. I'm putting it in the car. I'm cranking up the tunes as I'm driving up the 405 to L.A. to whatever Hollywood thing that I'm going to. And that's what I did with Alan James's Doors to Somewhere. So as I always say, please make sure to support independent music and musicians wherever and whenever you can. It sounds silly to say, but when you buy one of their albums on iTunes, that helps pay a light bill or puts food on a table or pays a rent check or puts gas in a car so they can go to their next gig so they can continue living their passion. And, you know, it's great when you download Miley Cyrus or, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus or Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber or any of those folks. But, you know, quite frankly, folks, their empires of music don't really need the money. And I think we're missing out on some really spectacular artists like Kwame Benea Shakedown or Alan James Doors to Somewhere. You know, that's just my little 2 cents worth. And, you know, there we go. And last but not least, an article was put out this over the weekend, but it's by rreverb.com. So it's not just reverb.com, it's rreverb.com. But it's, you know, like double R, not A-R-E, it's rreverb.com. And it's for my dear friend Chip Schutzman. It says, I look at the pop machines as a music business. He's got a great feature article that's written about him. If you are interested in music, as most of you are, or are interested in the music business? I think that's really the more operative question. I think CHIP is a great study for anybody who wants to get an idea of what a visionary and creative thinker really is all about. And I am a big fan of CHIP and all of his amazing success that he's had. But the artists that he works with, it would just like knock your socks off. And the things that he is currently doing with his artists would knock your socks off as well. But he will have to tell you that story himself. Maybe one of these days we'll have him on as a guest. He's, not to give away his entire bio, but he started his career at like 12, working in the radio stations at 5 a.m. And then he would go to, you know, school afterwards, you know. I mean, who goes and does radio at 5 a.m. and then at 12, and then they go to school afterwards? CHIP did. So we've got to have him on and talk about that. With all of that, my friends, the time has come to say goodbye. I want to go MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse. But it's not the Mickey Mouse Show. It's the Rated G Radio Show. If you like what you hear, number one, share the show with your friends and your family. Follow the show on Rated G Radio. If you're listening across the pond on West Star Radio Network tonight, number one, thank you very much. Call into the station and tell them more. But you can also download Rated G Radio as a podcast on iTunes. It's free. You can get all of the episodes. I think there's 750-some-odd episodes for you to download. You know, that might be a little overkill. It could be that you just have a slow weekend. I don't know. But regardless, I want to make sure you know that I love it when you are listening in. If there's a guest that you want to hear, or a song you want to hear, or a musician, or something like that, send me a note on Facebook. Or you can email me at garrett@garrettmiller.com and say, I loved your show. You know, you got to say that first, because then I'll listen to you. I loved your show, Garrett. You know, it was just fascinating. And then I would really like to have so-and-so on. Well, then I'll get to work in getting so-and-so on the show, and we'll make it happen. But with that, let's get back to some cool music to wrap up the show. Mr. Kwame Benaiah's Shakedown with Hang On. We'll see you. You notice I'm going to say, see you live on Wednesday. I'm not doing a show tomorrow. I'm going to go to the Huntington Beach Farmers Market tomorrow night instead. So enjoy your night off, and we'll see you live on Wednesday. Thanks, Dip, for tuning in. We'll have you with your poetry Wednesday night.
Yeah. You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.